you're here. Delicious, sweet, knowing you're near.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. Be praying up Mary Ann. She's still not feeling good. Monday and Tuesday, I think this past weekend, she had a sore throat, or I think all of us have had allergies acting up. Even I think you were saying, Dean, you don't have allergies and yours have been acting up. So yep. I think that's been pretty common. I think some people have gotten COVID recently and that got spread around. Not as severe of COVID that people were getting last year, but nonetheless, there seems like there's been a number of people sick. Yesterday during our Zoom call for our ministry, we had everyone on, and there's people either coughing or just getting over a cold or walking through whatever illness they had. So many of our staff members have not been at 100%, including me. In fact, if you're tuned in for Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, I re-aired last week's edition because it was just easier than maybe coughing on a guest or getting them sick. I'm starting to feel a lot better, and Lord willing, I'll be back to 1,000% soon. That's what my board says. Mark, you're never at 100%. You're at 1,000%. So starting to feel much better, and hopefully in a day or two, the voices will be ready. But the singing men are getting ready for Christmas concerts. We're getting ready here at the Great News Media Studio for two upcoming Thrivent workshops. Is it a workshop, a symposium, a session? What's it called?
It's basically a workshop. We're just going to go over some information. Luckily for the participants, there's no PowerPoint program for this. So.
No PowerPoint to walk them through. Nope. Well, we've had some great turnouts in the past, and we've appreciated Thrivent Financial of East Central Illinois. They're the ones that helped underwrite the cost of our Great News Media sign that's lit up at night outside in front of our studios here. We appreciate Dean Hull and his whole team that have worked together and been so supportive of many of the concerts we've put on or helped underwrite some of the costs that we've had. And the Great News Media sign, as mentioned, was donated by their team. And so they have two different workshops coming up. If you look at this month's edition of the Prime Life Times on page A7, you'll see legacy planning for individuals with special needs. And then on A5, you'll see an ad about Do Your Children Know? And in fact, in 2 weeks, on Wednesday, October 26th, we'll have Bruce Paulsrud in the studio to talk about that workshop. But we have Dean in. We've had him in many times in the past. Well, a number of times. I don't know, three, four, five, six times.
I don't know. It's been a while.
You've shared some of your testimony, faith journey, and some of the work that Thrivent does to provide people with insights into legacy giving, legacy planning, a number of different workshops over the years, but today we're going to talk a little bit about legacy planning for individuals with special needs. So I'll have you define that a little better for our listeners and why people should turn out. But thank you, Dean, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. And I know it's not Testimony Tuesday, but to give some credibility to who you are as a follower of Jesus and a part of Thrivent Financial, give us a little thumbnail into how you became a follower of Jesus.
Well, it started when I was little, of course. For my family, I've been Lutheran my entire life. Born and raised in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, went to Lutheran grade school and Lutheran high school. So I've been trained up, as you could say, over the years with different types of Bible classes. And, of course, in high school we had to take doctrine classes and Bible classes through that. And over the years, from encouraging from my grandfather, I have been in church leadership basically since I was 21 years old. So
you were growing up, learning about Jesus, knowing about God's Word, the importance of the Bible. Would you say it became more and more personal, or did that happen when you got married, or just through the preaching and declaration of His Word each week? You kind of always knew that Jesus was your Lord and Savior, but was there ever a significant turning point, or was it just like, hey, I've always known Jesus as my Lord and Savior?
Well, I think for me, it's always been there. Again, I took to heart everything that I've studied mm-hmm. over the years. I think the biggest turning point is I had a very lengthy conversation with one of the pastors in our congregation at one point about becoming a pastor. And through that, the prayer for consideration and studying with him a little bit, God spoke to me and said, you need to be a lay minister. And I think sometimes we miss that in our churches, that lay ministry is just as much of a calling as the pastoral ministry. You know, God calls us all to work within His kingdom because we are all given gifts and we are all given talents, some more than others. We see that quite a bit in different chapters in the Bible when we talk about spiritual gifts. But I think we have to all take that into our hearts and say, okay, what are you calling me to do? In my life is through work. I've held different positions. I've been a blue-collar person most of my life until I came to work at Thrivent and became a white-collar financial planner. But through that, you know, I built a lot of relationships with everyday people, and I think encouraging everyday people to take those gifts and say, Lord, what are you wanting me to do with the gifts that you've given me? And I think that's important for every one of us as we take our journey, because we never know when the day is the Lord's going to call us home. And I don't know about you, Mark, but I'd rather stand there and say, you know, I've done what I hope that you've asked me to do, and I want to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant.
Now, how long have you been with Thrivent Financial?
I've been there for 18 years. I just had my 18th anniversary back in the beginning of October. So.
And Bruce Paulsrud, I think he's been around 15 years, so
correct,
you've worked
correct.
A long time together.
Yes, he joined our team in 2007. We had Daryl Brandt was a senior agent, if any of you know Daryl from the Rantoul area, Gifford area. He's retiring now in December. He's been with Thrivent for 45 years,
wow. So
with Lutheran Brotherhood and with Thrivent. So it's been great working with him over all the years.
Well, I wrote down as you were speaking about your testimony and some of your faith journey and how God has called all of us to have various roles, and some seemingly might be more prominent, if you will, like the pastor or the missionary, but yet He's called all of us. And I wrote down, go into all your world. And so for you, listener, that's tuned in today, you might say, but I'm not a preacher, I'm not a speaker. Hey, you're an influencer for God. So whether you're a mechanic or maybe a doctor at Carl, or you're serving a bank or the different ways, a teacher, whether you're in law enforcement or social services, we all have unique roles, and we're all called to go into our world and proclaim that good news message of Jesus. So don't ever minimize whether you have a title before your name or credentials after your name. We're all called to represent Him, to be His ambassador, to be disciples of Jesus. And so, Dean, you've done that. You've modeled that for me. I still have those great memories, and we have pictures on the wall over there. They're not highlighting you, but when you were running around with that shopping cart, you were like the best-dressed volunteer. You had a white dress shirt on, probably starched, and you're zipping signs over to this doorway and running over there and sweating and working as we were trying to pull together that big event where we had over 1,000 people. But you've served this radio ministry for many years, and thank you for your various supports. You've allowed Thrive and Financial to be engaged with our ministry through action teams and other unique things that Thrivent members can participate in. So we just really appreciate it. And so we're hosting here at the Great News Media Center two different workshops. They're coming up on two different dates. It's 1 week apart. So on Thursday, November 3rd, Dean Hall will facilitate and walk us through legacy planning for individuals with special needs. And then the following week, on Thursday, November 10th, at 6:30, both evenings are beginning at 6:30, Bruce and a team of a few others will talk about Do Your Children Know? And they will mention, do your children know about your legacy strategy? Do your children know about your strategy, how it'll impact the people and places you care about, and the names of your financial team? You know, sometimes we neglect or we forget to involve them, and so we'll talk a little about, maybe you'll even mention this, Dean, that this is important not just maybe for the parents or the children, but maybe it's the children, parents, and grandparents. This is something that should be discussed within the family, because when there is a situation where there are special needs involved, it takes advocates to stand in the gap and assist. So talk a little about this legacy planning for individuals with special needs.
Well, Mark, the great thing about this is it gives people some ideas on what they need to do to protect their family member. So many times we forget about the things that can affect, like state benefits that they receive or Medicaid or some of those other things that some of our less fortunate in our society, they receive these benefits from the state and from the federal government. And we want to make sure that the parents, the grandparents, the aunts and uncles, and everyone that's involved with that person's life understand what they need to do to support that person in their life, yet allow them to be able to get the benefits that they deserve based on their disability. The last thing we want to do is have someone pass away and leave a bunch of money to someone and have them kicked off of benefits and then try to get them back on benefits later if they need them. So, again, there's just some strategies that we'll talk about to protect those benefits, the importance of your wills, your power of attorneys, guardianships, trusts. We'll talk about all of that during this, but you are correct. In my workshop, I kind of say, you know, who are the people in your neighborhood? I don't know if you remember that from Sesame Street. but, you know, they had that little song, Who Are the People in Your Neighborhood? Well, that's the same thing when it comes to this. It's who are the people that are in your circle that need to know how to protect this person in the best way and what the plans are that you have in place to protect that person. Again, there's so much you have to think about with especially with small children. Who are the guardianships going to be? Who are going to care for those children? You know, do you have a house that you have totally remodeled for the care of this person? And the last thing you need to have happen is for that house to be taken out of your estate because it wasn't set up correctly. And because that person may need that benefit of being able to live in that house for the rest of their life. So we want to make sure that you have some good resources, some good tools to guarantee that things are properly set up.
Now, I know usually one of these workshops is about an hour, hour and a half, with times for people to stay around afterwards if they have additional questions. But there won't be any products sold. I know you've never had a habit, or there's no intent on it being high pressure or anything. People just come. They can listen. They can have their questions answered. They can interact with discussion on a topic, or somebody might cite, hey, this is what I'm going through, and then, hey, I understand that, and this is what we did. So when people come on Thursday night, November 3rd at 6:30, what would they anticipate? They come in the door here. There's a little literature handed to them. Walk us through what the evening looks like.
Well, because this is not a very popular type of financial planning service that's out there, I am a chartered special needs consultant, mm-hmm. Which is one of few, very few, in the state of Illinois. So I've had extra classes on how to help families with special needs. Most companies don't provide us a workshop per se with a PowerPoint and all that. So what I have is I have a folder that everyone will receive that has information regarding everything you need to know, from just finding out that you may have a child with special needs all the way through adults and how to care for them later on in life. Each one of those is printed out, so they'll have all that. Some of it's redundant because I don't have any choice on what I can use.
Mm-hmm.
But if they show up for the workshop, we will get their email with their permission. I will email all of those documents to them, and they have links in there that they can go to the state or the federal government website and get more information if they want it. There's other resources embedded in those, so I encourage them, if they come, make sure we get their email address. That way they can have those in a PDF that they can get the links.
So I'm thinking this would be beneficial for, say, I'm an older adult and I want to make sure my special needs children or child is going to be taken care of. So it'll be important for me to understand certain facets and laws and how to prepare for that. But it also might be, say, my mother is going into early stages with some special needs that she's going to have. So how to best plan for her with her resources and caregiving and all that. Is that the kind of two different groups that would best benefit by attending this workshop?
I think when you're looking at something like my grandmother maybe going in a nursing home and that kind of stuff, that's a whole nother planning aspect.
Okay.
A lot of that has to do with Medicare, Medicaid planning, and asset transfers. We look at some other stuff. Most of what we're going to concentrate on in this is if you know someone has needs, whether they're 2-3 years old, there's things that parents need to know up till the child's age 18, what needs to be done. After 18, it's a whole other set of rules mm-hmm. that we need to deal with. Again, because once a person becomes 18 in the state of Illinois, they're considered an adult, and so we have to make some decisions for them. The sooner the better.
Mm-hmm.
We will touch on the importance of wills, powers of attorney, guardianships, special needs trusts, of which there's a couple that we'll need to discuss. I do touch on the ABLE Act for those that have looked into that. We will touch on the ABLE Act a little bit. So, again, it's just how do we make sure that your person is taken care of
mm-hmm.
in perpetuity so that mm-hmm. the financial side of it's taken care of. The trustee only has to worry about how to manage the money, and the guardian only has to worry about what do I need to do to care for that person.
Hmm. And we're talking with Dean Hall, who's a financial consultant with Thrivin Financial out of East Central Illinois. The upcoming workshop is happening on Thursday, November 3rd. It's titled Legacy Planning for Individuals with Special Needs. If you have questions or need more information, you can call the Thrivin office at 217-819-4646. 217-819-4646. If you didn't get that number, just call the station. Karen or Joyce or Butch or Paul or Bethany will have that number for you. 217-819-4646. There's two upcoming different workshops. They're both featured in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. And in fact, they'll also be in the November edition of the Prime Life Times. But on page A5 and A7, this next workshop on November 3rd is titled Legacy Planning for Individuals with Special Needs. And in 2 weeks, I'll have Bruce talk about Do Your Children Know? And that workshop is on Thursday night, November 10th. Both workshops are at 6:30 at the Great News Media Center here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. We're located right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy. We have our own private outdoor entrance, so you'll go by this beautiful garden area and walk right in. We'll have it all set up for you. Will there be some kind of dessert? Usually you have a dessert or a treat.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have something here.
Put a little pressure on you. There'll be some kind of dessert for you to enjoy. And usually bottled water or something else they'll have.
One other thing I'd like to mention, Mark, while we can, is for those of you who can't make the workshop, there is a Disability Expo October 22nd here at Marketplace Mall. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning and goes to about 4 in the afternoon. But there will be a bunch of vendors here to talk to you. If you have some things that you're concerned about, there's agencies that will be here. But I will also be here. Mm-hmm. I will have a booth set up at that event. So if anyone would like to stop by and see me on October 22nd at the Disability Expo, feel free to stop by. I will have a couple of my associates, Leah and Janet, will be here with me. So,
and I think you're right down, if you take our little secret passageway down the hallway, it's on the east wing of the mall, I think, is where they're going to have a lot of the setup near Dick's Sporting Goods and some other areas. It'll be in the mall. It's a pretty big expo, and we didn't get a chance to interview some of the leaders that are putting that on, but that'll be a big part of Saturday, October 22nd here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. So if you come to the expo, stop by the Great News Radio Center. I might be here and say hi. And Dean Hall will be set up, so look for the Thrivent banner, and he can answer any of your questions about these two upcoming special workshops that will be hosted here at the Great News Media Center. And again, if you need more information or you want to register, be sure to call 217-819-4646, 217-819-4646. The deadline for the Thursday, November 3rd gathering here is October 31st. So basically that's about 3 weeks away, but you only have about 2 weeks to RSVP. And then for the special workshop that'll be on Do Your Children Know, that's happening on Thursday, November 10th, you have until Friday, November 4th to RSVP. And again, the phone number is 217-819-4646. So, Dean, I'll give you the closing word.
Thanks, Marty. Maybe if you show up on the 22nd, I'll put you to work at the Thrivent booth.
Okay. Who knows? Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Dean Hall with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.